law enforcement, generating plenty of debate tonight about its new fundraiser. It's giving away guns as prizes. It's part of a daily drawing next month hosted by the First Judicial Circuit Law Enforcement Association, giving away a firearm each day in October.
So is Bob Salarsky, Channel 3, talking about this on Friday. I think it was on Friday anyway, but that's what I believe. About the this organization, a law enforcement supporting organization, that is doing a gun a day raffle event, 30 guns for 30 days fundraiser. You buy $30 and you get 30 chances because, you know, you get a buck for each day. And all kinds of guns are involved in this. It's the First Judicial Circuit Law Enforcement Association. It's a 501c3. And you could win multiple days. And they're giving away, you know, there's a Kel-Tec sub 2000. There's a 40 Smith & Wesson. There's a, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff on here. There's a Glock 28. There's a Ruger EC95. I mean, there's all kinds of guns that they're giving away here. And the story that Channel 3 was doing was to find out, you know, hey, is there something silly about doing it this way? And so they went to Patty Brigham, who is the president of Prevent Gun Violence Florida. So where do you think she's going to stand on this? Well, she thinks it's crazy.
No, I don't think that's appropriate at all. Why they would be putting more guns into their community is really a head scratcher.
It's not really a head scratcher, but I do understand where she gets confused about this. See, I was thinking about this, like, why is this so baffling to her? Because when I look at this, I look at this as supporters of law enforcement raffling off guns for the sake of supporting law enforcement. And to me, as a law-abiding citizen who owns guns and believes in guns and views them as a useful tool that the law-abiding citizen will use to thwart, you know, somebody who breaks into my house and decides that he wants to assault me or my wife or steal from us, threatens our life, or somebody who tries to carjack me or, you know, decides that he wants to shoot up a store that I'm in. You know, all the different things that might well happen. Or, God forbid, some civil unrest happens or there's looting and rioting going on. And again, there are all kinds of reasons why a law-abiding citizen might have a gun. So I think it's baffling that she thinks it's baffling, but she clearly thinks that this is just, you know, how dare they? And so I try to always wrap my brain around why other people think the way they think. And here's my thought, okay? Always try to understand the other side when you can. They think guns are evil. She thinks guns are evil. She thinks guns are the issue. And therefore, to her, anybody who claims to oppose violence and support law and order and likes police, expanding the number of guns in the universe is harming that mission. It's at odds with that. They think this is like, and I'm going to try to use some analogies here just so you can understand the other side, because I know a lot of you are very pro-gun, and sometimes it's helpful to understand the other side. I mean, I could sit here and make fun of her all day and, you know, it's justified. But always, you know, take that first step and try to understand. Imagine if a law enforcement support, the First Judicial Circuit Law Enforcement Association, imagine if they had a seized drugs raffle. Okay, you know, like they were giving away cocaine and fentanyl and marijuana and, you know, $30 for 30 tickets for, you know, a drug a day, you know, or something like that. Now, I know that's a ludicrous comparison. The only reason I say it is because that's how she perceives it. And if you can see how you would react to something like that, at least you understand kind of why she's reacting this way. What do you mean law enforcement's giving drugs away as a raffle, as a fundraiser? I thought they were trying to get drugs off the street. What are you doing? It like, imagine, you know, if the American Lung Association did a raffle to give away cigarettes. Again, not a good analogy, but just for the sake of understanding, like, once you start from the premise that that's what it's like, now you can see how you'd react in that case. Or the American Heart Association giving away, I don't know, like Olive Garden gift certificates. You know, like, you'd, what? Fettuccine, what? Why are you doing that?
Hey. Totally healthy options, but go ahead.
Sure, sure. I worked at the Olive Garden for a long time. Fine. Anyway,
I'm not saying I eat them. I'm saying there are some.
You feel good because you saw them. You saw the healthy options.
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. Anyway, so back to Patty Brigham. I think it's Brigham. I think I'm saying Brigham. Anyway,
Aren't there any other giveaways that they could think of that would be better than just polluting Escambia County and Pensacola with more firearms and more ways of harming individuals?
Well, I don't know if she imagines, you know, like fun noodle raffles or, you know, instant meals raffles or what exactly she thinks would be better. But the gun is a perfectly lawful product. And people who are into law enforcement and like to support it generally like firearms, generally. And the idea of raising money this way works. See, the thing is, guns clearly get used to kill people. But imagine if you had a raffle for a fundraiser, and I've seen these kind of raffles done, where it's $100 for a, you know, what do they do it for? A, you know, chance at a car. You know, you spend $100, you get a chance for a car. It's happened. It's a common enough kind of raffle. It's a little bit higher price tag, but it's a common enough raffle. Cars kill people. Cars and guns kill a lot of people every year. How dare you put a weapon of mass killing in people's hands by raffling off a car? You would think that was a stupid thing to say. Well, that's the point. The gun in the hands of a law-abiding, capable citizen is a useful tool for justice and order, just like the car. And that's the vast majority of people. And a car in the hands of steering wheel in the hands of law-abiding, capable people is a tool for great good in the universe. So, again, I think she's wrong. I think it's baffling to me that she's baffled. But I wanted you to kind of just try to wrap your brain around it for just a second. And when somebody like me tries to say, hey, guns are a force for good, what she hears is, what do you mean fentanyl's good? Right? That's kind of where her reaction comes from. Fourth, and why don't you give away something that, you know, something that's not dangerous? You know, like water balloons or Nerf toys. Well, because, you know, grown-ups aren't going to pay for a raffle for, you know, squirt guns and Nerf toys. 437-1620, 437-1620, candy's got traffic on the fives.
But if they did Olive Garden gift certificate.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true. Yeah.
Also, where do I get that ticket? I want to get that gun raffle. As we take a look around, good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns. We're showing a few accidents. One is off Jackson near 57th. There's somebody that has all of these. Oh, the 20-foot skeletons, they're like four in the yard.
Yeah,
which are amazing. But it's near that, just to give you an idea, because I live near that, so I know where that is. That's not exactly where it happened, but it's on that block. 29 in Pinestead showing an accident, but not showing a roadblock this morning. And then Andorra Street and Highway 98 Navarre showing an accident as well. But again, no roadblock, a little slow near that area. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're an employer and you have benefits to monitor, and to manage for your employees, health insurance, dental, vision, life, disability, you manage HR, you manage payroll, all that kind of stuff. Listen, Torgerson Causey might be able to help you. They might not. I mean, I can't promise. I don't know. Your individual corporation, I don't know how you do things, but I know what they did for us 6 years ago is when they came in, they looked at what we do here at Cat Country News Radio, and they offered us choices we didn't have. And as we followed up with them and got to know them, customer service like I'd never experienced before. It was fantastic. They're just outstanding. And so they might be able to save you, the business owner, money. They might be able to save your employees money. They might be able to give them options they didn't have, which makes them happy and therefore they work better. Okay. And they're just fantastic. I know from personal experience, they're great. So give them a call, have them come look at what you're doing, no obligation, and they'll tell you if they can help you or not. 433-9996, more than 20 years locally helping businesses just like yours. The website is tcbenefitsgroup.com for Torgerson Causey. Got some texts in here. Somebody here says on the gun giveaway thing, she probably doesn't know that if you win, you still have to go through a registered dealer to get the proper paperwork and background check done before you can receive it. Sure, true. Somebody here says, people killed using guns in cars, will they do a background check if they win a gun? And the answer is yes, exactly right, they will. And somebody else had texted me and said, here's a hypothetical to imagine. What if a family member of yours is killed during a robbery with a gun and that gun turned out to have been one of these in a giveaway during the raffle and stolen out of the winner's car? That's hard to swallow. This is from somebody who is a gun owner. Yeah, but I mean, that's a pretty tortured hypothetical. And the responsibility there is with the irresponsible gun owner. They didn't become an irresponsible gun owner because they won the gun at a raffle. You know, it's the person, not the fact that it came from a raffle as opposed to from a store. Because, again, that person, even if they hadn't won the gun in a raffle, would have probably still had a gun they bought in their car and got stolen because it was kept open. So I get the sort of emotional appeal there, but if you walk it through, I just don't think it holds up in the end. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, somebody says, how do you buy a ticket for the gun raffle? Good question. Let's see. It doesn't have, on the thing that I'm looking at, it doesn't have information. But if you look up online, First Judicial Circuit Law Enforcement Association, you'll probably be able to find the answer. I don't have it in front of me. I apologize. I'd give it to you if I had it. 820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
The I-10 Wired Summit returns October 18th to Pensacola Beach. The Southeast Premier Cybersecurity Conference is your opportunity to get connected on the Gulf Coast. This year includes AFCEA TechNet Cyber Coast Track, a $100,000 prize pitch competition, and a concert by the Molly Ringwalds at Casino Beach Bar. Special pricing is available for college students and government employees. Go to i10wire.com for tickets and event information.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, especially if you're thinking about something that's close to new but not quite new, well, that's what Frontier Motors specializes in. Cars that are almost new, like new to you, maybe a year, 2, 3 years old. They had one owner, typically. Low mileage, great prices, great condition. Like, they specialize in cars that are in A quality condition, like A-plus quality condition. I know because that's the car that we bought from them, a Honda Odyssey several years ago. It had been driven for a year on a lease down in Orlando. It came back to the dealership. The dealership couldn't sell it for reasons I cannot explain because a fabulous car. I'm glad, though. It went up for auction. You know, Frontier was there. They bought it in Orlando. They brought it back here. They sold it to us. We're super happy. That's the kind of car that they specialize in. So if you're needing a good car and a lot of different selection, like 300 different cars and trucks and vans, and, you know, maybe if they don't have exactly what you want, task them with it. They'll go find it for you. They can do that. No problem. I mean, you know, that's, they're willing to help whatever it is you need. But you can see all these different vans and trucks and, you know, SUVs and, you know, Jeeps all on the lot in one place, compare them side by side, and then make a good decision. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks for pushing that, Bob. The light's on, but you never know, it really might be broken.
Shut up.
And then the follow-up, in case you're trying to figure out the movie. Jeez, Bob, what button did you press? Indeed, in case you don't remember. 825 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got my license taken away for what? For speeding. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Speaking of which, and the good news is we're not showing anything that's going to slow you down. A couple of accidents. One is it's at DeLuna Drive and Jackson Street, kind of close to 57th and Jackson on the west side, but not a roadblock. Looks like it is moved on to the side. 29 in Pinestead, same thing, not a roadblock. It was slowing things down earlier, but it's been moved as well. And then Highway 98 in Andorra Street, this is in Navarre, showing an accident, but again, no roadblock. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in if you could. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, authorities in Southern California are still searching for suspects after a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy was ambushed and killed in front of the Palmdale, California Sheriff's Station. Ryan Klinbenbrumer was on duty Saturday when he was shot in the head. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton remains in office.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
And that's Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick there over the weekend, and state senators voted against 16 articles of impeachment after their deliberations. And filmmaker and writer and actor John Waters getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today. A ceremony honoring him is set to begin later on this afternoon. Actors Ricky Lake, Mink Stoll, and Greg Gorman all scheduled to speak at the star
what
unveiling
an odd
ceremony.
Menagerie.
Right?
Okay. Well, from his movies. Yeah,
yeah. Right. Okay. David, thanks so much for the update. 827 on News Radio 92.3. If you've got any kind of car work that needs to be done, and especially if you've got an import, you know, a BMW, Porsche, Mercedes, Genesis, Jaguar, Lexus, you don't have to take it to the dealership, especially if that dealership is far, far away in a land called Alabama. You can, it's sort of culturally close, but geographically distant. You know, you can take it to Bobby Likas, no problem, okay? They work on diesel engines. You might not think that's something you can, anybody can do. They do that, and not everybody can, but they do. If it's your run around, your daily driver, or just, you know, your domestic, whatever. Whatever it is, they take care of it. The philosophy there is to see you for the little things so you don't have to see them for the big things by preventing it. Preventative routine maintenance, just like you take your body to the doctor, take your car body to the carclinicservice.com place. That's Bobby Likas Auto Service. That's the name of their website, by the way, carclinicservice.com. So just, you know, stop by or make an appointment. Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. 828 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, so, you know, we go bike riding, right? All the time. We go biking all around the whole universe. We've finished Escambia County a couple years ago. We've mostly finished Santa Rosa County. We've been back and forth between, like, Destin lately and Gulf Shores and Orange Beach. And my wife is so good. She always will find like the weirdest, you know, like the second biggest ball of twine kind of thing.
Sure.
She always manages.
I love that.
No, it's
good,
great.
Danny.
So I'm going to ask you the question. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of Barber Marina?
No.
Okay. So for people who know it, I put a video up on my Facebook page, but Barber Marina is... this guy just built a marina at the south end of, I can't even remember the road, one of the early roads on just when you go over into Baldwin County over Lillian Highway. And if you just go south on this road, you eventually get into like a, you know, a pine tree growing area where they're doing silviculture, which, by the way, trees planted by humans in rows always creep me out a little bit. I feel like I've walked into an episode of an M. Night Shyamalan movie or something.
Got it.
But, okay.
Right?
But if you keep going and going, eventually you see a sign that says Barber Marina. And you got to pay attention because as you drive through the woods, it's not trying to get your attention, but he's built things like a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I know what you're
statue,
talking about. Yes.
Or a Stegosaurus, or I think he's got a Triceratops there, or a giant outdoor sundial.
I didn't believe it. But...
or Roman columns with a statue in the middle, or I don't know, Bamahenge.
Bamahenge.
Bamahenge is a full scale. Partial replica of Stonehenge, and it's just sitting over there in Baldwin County,
Baldwin County.
And it's just sitting there, and you can walk up to it, and you can knock on it, and it's got a hollow sound because it's not paper mache, but it's, you know, like kind of, you know, it's not stones, right? And then there's a giant spider, and there's a great fountain and a roundabout, and best feature of all, weirdest feature of all, the lady in the water.
Oh, okay, I guess I'm.
The lady in the water is a boat-sized female head.
Oh.
And two kneecaps, like a woman who'd be in the bath. You know, okay. Like there's a head and two kneecaps popping up. It was damaged during Sally. I guess they just redeployed it last year. So it's just, go look it up. Go look up
it's interesting.
Barber Marina.
It's, cute,
it's a
yeah.
fascinating place to go. Yeah.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Hunter Biden is suing the Internal Revenue Service, accusing agents of illegally disclosing private tax information.
The lawsuit further states the IRS whistleblowers engaged in a campaign to publicly smear Mr. Biden and that, quote, a whistleblower is supposed to uncover government misconduct, not the details of that employee's opinion about the alleged wrongdoing of a private person. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Now, a plane with five Iranian Americans freed in a prisoner swap has left Iran. Five Iranians are freed from U.S. custody and $6 billion in frozen oil money is released to be used for humanitarian purposes, according to the White House. Florida House Republican Mike Waltz on Fox and Friends.
Even if we get the safeguards on this $6 billion, it frees up $6 billion of Iranian money for terrorism, for supporting Russia.
The money was being held in South Korea. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, it is partly cloudy and 67 degrees in Pensacola this morning. Well, we're waiting for more details on the condition of a toddler that found a loaded gun and shot themselves yesterday. Pensacola police say a three-year-old child was taken to the hospital Sunday afternoon. That child suffered what appeared to be a non-life-threatening injury, and PPD says the child's parents have been cooperating with that investigation. A Locksley woman now charged for a fatal shooting in Baldwin County. This comes after a man was found with multiple gunshot wounds on Friday afternoon. Investigators now say 25-year-old Tanisha Christina Armstrong has been identified as a suspect. She was arrested shortly after on unrelated warrants in Foley. She's since been booked into the Baldwin County Jail on capital murder charges. District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bergosh is holding a town hall meeting today in Perdido Key. The roundabout on Perdido Key Drive will be one topic discussed. Transportation engineer Chris Phillips will be on hand to share what they've learned after doing a long traffic study.
We wanted to make sure that we had some good scientific numbers, and we examined some traffic on some Saturdays. They were good weather days. They were during the summer season in late July, and we really wanted a good representation of what the traffic was going to look like during that time so that we could get some good data.
And Phillips says they're currently working towards some modifications on that roundabout, but says they are limited in what they can do because of right-of-way and wildlife issues. That town hall meeting at Perdido Bay United Methodist Church tonight from 6 until 8 p.m. A man's recovering after being bitten in the face by a shark. Now, this is in the water near New Smyrna Beach. Mark Somerset has some advice for anybody who wants to do a little surfing.
I'm wearing a gold chain. So anybody that's ever out in the water, I suggest you don't wear a gold chain while you're surfing, especially. It thought I was a fish, the scales on the fish, and he grabbed my face because of that. I believe I'm almost 100% certain of that.
And that incident happened last Tuesday morning. The 38-year-old from South Carolina fell off his surfboard. He was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. It's the seventh shark bite in that area here over the last year. South Carolina GOP Representative Nancy Mace says she hasn't ruled out supporting Matt Gaetz's potential motion to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I've worked on issues, you know, related to gun violence I feel are very important. And, you know, it's fallen on deaf ears. And if I give a handshake to someone, I expect them to follow through with it.
And Mace didn't say how she would vote specifically, but did say that votes would be up for grabs because promises were not kept. She says everything is on the table in terms of McCarthy's position as the House Speaker. Last week, Matt Gaetz said he plans to put a motion forward to remove McCarthy. The Century Town Council is going to be appointing a new member this week to replace Luis Gomez Jr. Of course, he's now serving as the town's interim mayor. Any Century residents interested in that temporary appointment until a special election is held next month are asked to call the Century Town Hall in order to let them know you're interested. In order to be appointed, you would have to be registered to vote in the town of Century. 8:35, let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
This is brought to you by Boost Infinite. If you're thinking of getting the latest iPhone, you need to stop and check out the insane, amazing wireless offer from Boost Infinite. Learn all about it. Pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Boost Infinite. As we take a look at our roads, good news is we're not showing any slowdowns right now, no roadblocks. DeLuna Drive, Linda Street, and Jackson Street, which is really close to Jackson and 57th, showing a hit-and-run crash, but moved off to the side. It's one of those side streets and plenty of room to go around. 98 and Endora Street, this is in Navarre, showing an accident, but again, no roadblock. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. Frivolous topic up next, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, mostly sunny skies, high near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 66. For Tuesday, beautiful weather will continue with a high near 89. Plenty of sunshine with a low on Tuesday night near 70 degrees. Nice weather for Wednesday, high near 88 degrees, low in the 70s. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now we've got 67 degrees in Pensacola, 70 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton, and looks like nice blue clear skies.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Your money now. Not a big change in the market at the opening bell. The Dow's up 3087 at 34,665.35. S&P 500 up 230 at 44,52.62. The NASDAQ up 1232 at 13,720.62. Our 10-year bond rate up slightly at 4.34%. Gold prices are up 340 at 1,949. Silver up a little bit as well at 2345 this morning. And Bitcoin is up a whole bunch, up 819.75 at 27,331.48. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain says there hasn't been a lot of talk or a lot of progress in their talks with the big three automakers.
It's a shame that the companies didn't take our advice and get down to business from the beginning of bargaining back in mid-July.
He spoke Sunday with MSNBC. Fain said the fight is about CEOs making millions off the backs of the low-paid workers. Nearly 13,000 auto workers are on strike. The closely watched Google antitrust trial entering its second week now in Washington, D.C. The Justice Department accusing the tech giant of spending billions behind the scenes to secure agreements with mobile carriers, smartphone makers, and browser operators to become the default search engine. Prosecutors say Google has more than 90% of the search market. And MGM Resort International says they're losing between $4 and $8 million every day because of those ongoing cyber attacks we've been talking about. That's according to David Katz, an equity analyst with the Jefferies Group. The company is Nevada's largest employer as well. MGM forecasts to take a 10 to 20% hit on revenue and cash flow every day that they have cybersecurity issues. It is 8:40, our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie wrap up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today's question is one that's gonna make parents a little cringe and teachers a little cringe, but not in a can't be around the kids way, not in an adult way, but just you'll understand me when I get to when you were in school, did you ever say, I don't know why I'm learning this. I'm never going to need to know this in my real life. Ever say that?
Yes.
Today is the day it pays off. You ready?
Yes.
Tell me the thing you had to learn in school that you never, ever had to use in real life. tell me the stuff that you did as a student that even if you didn't know at the time that it was completely useless, that you now can say in retrospect, I never needed to know that. 437-1620, 437-1620. I think there is an abundance of answers. There's an abundance of answers here. The only question is which one you pick first. Candy, do you have one that jumps out to you?
You know what? I used to say that about trigonometry and calc, and it's true. I don't use it in radio, but I did use it in college to tutor other people to learn math. And I said it about sewing because I'm going to sew my own outfits. Who cares? But that came in handy. So,
okay. Trig was not a primary application. It was a job creation opportunity for you.
Hey, there you go. Sure.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I also had trig on my list. In my life, I have never had. No, I know rationally that there are tremendous applications for trig.
Oh, for sure.
I get that. I'm just telling you that in my life, I've never had to use trig for a single thing.
I got into a screaming match with Mr. Larson. It's like,
calculus. Calculus actually taught me quite a bit, though. And I used that tremendously during COVID and many other times as well. But
you won the award for understanding
derivatives and integrals. Absolutely. That actually was very, very useful as a concept for, how the curve is moving.
I do remember thinking those thoughts. Yeah.
Okay. 437-1620, 437-1620. Tell me the thing that you learned in school that you have never had to use in real life. Oh, no, this is interesting. I'm going to disagree with this person. The Pythagorean theorem.
A squared plus B squared equals C squared.
That's right. Right? You've never built a fence.
Oh, right.
Because if you build a fence, the 3-4-5 triangle, the 5-12-13 triangle, these are very, very useful things to know. Now, you may not have done the actual calculation, but the product of that calculation, that's interesting, though. Somebody said, the thing I learned, math thing, the thing I learned in school that I've never had to use was that the square root of -1 is I. Well, of course, right? Because imaginary numbers don't come up a lot in daily life. By definition. That's great. 437-1620. Somebody here says, I only use trig every day. Oh, this person's a surveyor. Yeah, I mean, duh, get it.
Don't do that to him.
Okay. He is an amazing surveyor. And well done, sir. 4-3.
Thank
you. If he didn't do his job, you wouldn't have houses and roads and there you go. Somebody says geometry formulas, diagramming sentences. Oh,
okay. I'm going to go with you on that one.
Diagramming sentences. Yeah. So can I, on behalf of the English language arts / philosophy community, defend sentence diagramming?
Oh, could you please?
You learn how to diagram sentences. You learn the structure of your language. You will use the language better.
Really? You're going to need to conjugate a verb when you're ordering a pastrami sandwich?
Some people speak well who can't conjugate or can't diagram sentences. people who can diagram sentences almost always speak well as a result of it. Almost all, they know how the structure of the language works. They speak better. They elocute better. I'm just saying, and I used to teach sentence diagramming as a part of logic because it's a brain training thing.
Sure, sure.
But okay. All right, I get you. I get you. In your life, nobody's ever stopped you on the side of the road and said, hey, can you diagram this sentence for me? 4, 3, 7, 16. Not yet, but you're hoping. Frog dissection. Oh, good one. Yeah.
But not really. Because you've taken med class at all. I mean, it does. It shows you the
raise your hand if you remember the smell.
Yes, of course. Yeah, gross.
And the starfish.
In college, we had to do fetal pigs.
Oh yeah, fun. Yeah. How to diagram a sentence? Somebody else says geometry and word math problems were never needed. I will quibble with you. The world does not come to you pre-laid out in a formula. You have to translate it from a word problem, but you may not have to use it an awful lot.
Yeah, but you're never going to carry 40 watermelons and 30 cantaloupes to, 60 miles to...
You never have a bag, you never have a bag of 20 red marbles and 13
right.
white marbles.
You never have to split them with your brother and your dad. Whatever.
Oh, chemistry as an entirety. Okay. Oh, Greek mythology. Oh, interesting. Now, see, that's fun to me. I love that stuff. Yeah. But look at the stars. You know, anyway. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Let's go to you, Candy, with traffic on the fives.
Man, this is a good topic.
I know,
here, right?
I know.
As we take a look around, we're not showing these slowdowns or delays, but a couple of accidents you may want to watch out for if emergency crews are on scene. Like West Jackson near 57th, there is a hit-and-run crash in Andorra Street, and Highway 98 Navarre also showing the same, but again, not showing a block at this time. This brought to you by Knox Pest Control. Their family serving your family since 1929. More info on a free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. That's K-N-O-X. Knox, Knox them out. Traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are fantastic. As one of the reviews written by Merle and Bob at the Leavenworth Realty website, Christine is the best. Due to a serious health issue about 6 months ago, we decided to move closer to our children, and looking for a realtor, we saw that Christina had a proven track record in sales. After giving her a call, she recommended a price and sold our home in 4 days. If that wasn't enough, after we relocated to out of state, she spent many hours ensuring a storm-related storm shutter issue was resolved. You will not go wrong if you use Christina for your next home purchase or sale. And that's the reviews we get from everybody, is above and beyond, a heart of gold, loves to serve, loves to take care of people and solve their problems. And her whole team is like that as well. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. Back to these texts about something you learned in school that you never, ever had to use in your real life. Somebody here says algebra. Give me a break. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. I don't know what the foiling part means, but I use algebra a lot. Well, not a lot, but sometimes. Somebody here says memorizing the periodic table of elements. Now, okay, look, let me defend chemistry here for just a second, all right? If you've got like a neon light and you're out of neon and you got to substitute like krypton or argon for it, how would you do that if you didn't know the periodic table?
Would you do that though? Would you not just go to Budweiser and buy another light?
You know, if you're thinking about, you know, putting some potassium in some foil and poking a hole and throwing it in the lake and you don't have any potassium because you want to have some fun, how would you know to substitute sodium if you didn't know the periodic table? Come on, people.
You attack him again.
I like to imagine that. Who's the science teacher up at Ransom Middle School? All of a sudden,
Dr. Lewis O'Rear.
Yeah,
Doctor. I don't know if he's is
Mr.
he doctor?
Mr. O'Rear. Yeah.
Well, he's the best.
If Mr. O's listening, Martian. I'm doing you this favor right now. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Somebody says I never diagrammed a sentence. Somebody says I diagram sentences when proofing writing. I'm in marketing and PR. Oh, nicely done. Eighth grade wood shop class. While I admire the skills of carpenters building homes and lovely furniture, all those things are fine, but I have never used any of those techniques taught in that class. I believe it. I mean, that's true.
Yeah, but I'm careful around that equipment, though.
Okay, fair enough.
Because our shop sink, I'm sure yours did, too. Every shop teacher I've ever met is missing part of a finger.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's always true. And my grandfather, too. But, you know, some of the stuff I learned in shop, I made a cornhole. You know, from scratch. And some of the things I learned in sewing, I sewed the cornhole. I mean, you know, you apply stuff in life.
Sure.
Somebody here says drafting. Okay, all right. Somebody here says, my science teacher, Dr. Patel, in a speech while picking his nose and holding a booger saying, your nose is a filter.
Well,
if you don't have a filter, you are one. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. History I use a lot, especially in trivia games. I'll tell you, one of the most satisfying moments of my entire life was my big old philosophy master's degree paid off. I won a bar trivia contest knowing that it was Plato. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. $25, baby. Try me. Hey. Somebody here says polynomials. Nice. As a teacher, I try to make my students understand it's not whether you will apply the specific knowledge in your daily life. It's training your brain to think and understand difficult concepts and recognize patterns in the world around you. You're making neural connections. You can apply concepts and learn new information so much easier if you have taught your brain to make those connections. You're learning to learn. That's right. That's true. You're training your brain on how to train, and that's right. A lot of this is just brain exercise. I completely agree. That's why the sentence diagramming is a useful thing. Let's see. The most important concept I learned in high school was that there's no such thing as a dilithium crystal. Nice. I learned why it's not a good idea to flush marbles down the toilet in the third floor restroom. Never had to use that information again. We took archery in PE. I've never used that since. Oh, my God. These are hilarious.
Oh, archery.
Oh,
yeah.
This was the one I was going to say. I'm glad you stole it from me. I never needed to know what is iambic pentameter.
Is that poetry?
That's the rhyme scheme rhythm. Yeah. The rhyme scheme for Shakespeare.
Okay.
Shakespeare wrote his plays in iambic pentameter.
Or that That's lady did funny. That they told said yeah, Shakespeare did.
Sure.
I don't know.
I never learned. I never needed to know shorthand. Oh man, I wish I would have learned shorthand. That would have come.
Oh,
in
I
handy.
Learned shorthand. Yeah, and I remember. I'm never going to use this. I'm not going to become a secretary.
Oh
and
man, I wish I.
I wished
known
I had.
It.
But yeah, I learned.
All right, my last one. I'll leave this with you. Yeah. Cursive. Learned it.
Ooh, burn. Good burn.
I suppose I'm glad I know it so that I can read my grandma's letters.
Oh.
8:51 on News Radio 92.3.
Former, lovely.
Or the old Johnson & Johnson logo, but not the new one. I'm Andrew McKay.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hurricane season is here, and now is the time to make a plan and know your zone. In the case of an evacuation, have a plan to go to a hurricane shelter, hotel, or stay with a family or friends. If you're ordered to evacuate, you need to leave. You can rebuild your home, but you cannot rebuild your life. This hurricane season, know your zone. Know your home. Learn more at floridadisaster.org. This message is sponsored by the Florida Division of Emergency Management, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, it's eclectic. They started with a dream and a vision to be the band of choice for any occasion. Funk, jazz, Motown, R&B, neo soul, country, top 40, and more. This week at Bands on the Beach with Eclectic. No pets, no glass.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3, will help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola today and stay informed about what's happening in your community. We're here to keep you connected. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
There is nothing to worry about. You're going to be just fine. I'll take good care of you. I'm your number one fan.
Hey.
I love that I never know what your reaction is going to be. Like, I thought you would howl at that one, and you're like, misery?
It took a second. It was just, I'm your number one fan.
Oh, that's a horrible movie.
I know, poor Kathy Bates. Now it's anybody thinks of her, that little barrette and the little haircut.
Make your choices. It's that or the
outfit.
Crazy
She looks like she
lady.
Went to PCC.
Wow.
I'm not saying that ugly. They all wear long outfits, like long skirt outfits. So I'm like, wow, that's what she looks like. I don't think they...
I was at Walmart the other day, and you're right.
Those
you can always tell.
They're great.
They are fantastic.
Fantastic.
But you can always tell, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because they look a certain way.
And they're not allowed to talk to men.
Well, then this must have been something else, because there was two ladies who were, I thought, dressed the way PCC students would dress. And a guy had come up to them in the store, and it kind of... sort of struck up a conversation of the sort, like, you know, hey, mm-hmm. I'm, you know, I know this is kind of a weird question, but do you go? And I thought I overheard them saying to there, and they said yes. So
okay.
I don't know if that's a rule.
Well, I just know what I've heard.
Yeah,
myself,
I don't think that's accurate. But
next time
you know,
I see Ray Walker, I will ask him.
There you go.
Pull out my little list. So
856 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic for us.
They do have a skating rink over there, though. Which I
inside the building.
Wild? Yeah,
and
I
a surfing
bad.
Water ride and. Oh,
really?
Yeah,
oh,
an indoor
gosh.
Volleyball court and all kinds of stuff.
I gotta
yeah.
fake my age, like those kids that get caught in the news that are old that really go back to school. No, okay. Andorra Street and Highway 98 Navarre showing an accident, but no roadblock this morning. It looks like I-10, I-110 clear now. 29 not showing any incidents. If you have a traffic tip, though, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A former student says they absolutely can talk to men.
Okay, great.
Okay, there you go.
No, that's good, yeah.
UWF went to Florida A&M over the weekend, and they had a game where they had a lot of good defensive things happen.
Single back in the backfield to Moose's left shoulder. Four receivers out, two on each side of the set. Here comes the snap. Big third down play.
Third and
the
goal.
Argos get pressure. Nice job of the offensive line. He's just got to throw it away, and the Argos get a hold. Down in their end, Guy Laurent jumping up and down. He says, all right, now, that's what we want to do on defense. And so the Argos are going to force a field goal attempt.
Great stop right there by the Argos.
Oh, truly is.
Absolutely. It was first and goal at the 9, and they stopped him. And any win of any kind in this game is something to take away. Now, they did get the field goal thereafter, and Griff Serra put one in. So it was 3-3. 3-3 at the half. No score in the first quarter. 3-3 at the half. Coach Nobles is like, they didn't think we were serious, and now they know, right? Because, right? Okay. But then in the second half, unfortunately, Florida A&M all of a sudden just got three pass plays that worked out well for them.
We were just talking about that offline, how big a turnover would be.
Yeah, you can hope for it. It's not going
to
happen.
Sure would like to see the good guys get one.
Eighth play of the drive. Another quick slant. Now they found something here up the middle. Kamar Young, he's going to go for the touchdown from 28 yards out. A throw, a catch, and a run. And
Jeremy Musa to Kamar Young. Then they had a 24-yarder from Jeremy Musa to Marcus Riley. And then they had a 21-yard gain to their own 49 or 41 that followed with...
Yeah, great catch by Gessett and getting vertical up the field there. Big game.
We're out to the 41, 21 yards. And
pressing
the
tempo here.
The first down. They'll go quick. Throws it again. He's got a man on the side. Hicks it 50, 40, 30, 20. He's gone. Touchdown, Rattlers, and they have busted.
21 points in the third quarter. That was unpleasant. In the fourth quarter, UWF and FAMU both got touchdowns. The one touchdown of the game for the Argos.
Let's go deep. Let's go deep again.
Yeah.
I'll take 7 yards here. Or six.
Yeah.
Let's just see what they do.
Got to get that first down.
Quick out. Fires it. Leggett makes a man miss. To the 10, to the 5. Caden Leggett's going to score. Touchdown, Argos.
There you go.
There we go. What
great work on defense. No turnovers, but for a weird interception that didn't matter for anything. So it was a good learning experience for the Argos. Quick future news here tonight. The roundabout. The report says it's kind of in your imagination. Traffic's not so bad. Will Burgash side with the report or the people who are angry?
I think he'll side with the people because
as a politician,
he works for the people.
It's hard to look them all in the eye and be like, y'all are imagining this, but we'll see if there's not a solution for a bypass.
You're listening to